Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And welcome back to hour number two. Thanks so much for joining us on this Monday evening as we take you up until 8 o'clock with Danny G holding down the fort as well. Thank you so much in the first hour. If you missed any of the interviews with Shane Marinelli from FAU, or David Lake from Inside the U, or running back Jordan Lyle from St. Thomas Aquinas, just go to WQAM.com and go to the top of the page, and there we are. South Florida High School sports right under where it says podcast. Last year, in his initial year at Miami Southridge, head coach Pierre Sonatas did some awesome stuff. He won a district, beating out the team that was the state runner-up in 3M, has just done an amazing job getting this program back on track, tremendous coaching staff, just knows the formula wherever he's been. He's learned from some really good people along the way, and he's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking the time. I know you have your spring intra-squad game this week, and then later in the spring you got another contest. But how you doing in year two?
Man, blessed and highly favored, Larry, man. I really appreciate you and the platform that you guys provide at QAM and South Florida High School Sports. And, again, we're rolling at South Ridge. We're establishing that culture and building the empire as it was formed before us. And we're just excited to be part of the tradition and history here. And the young men are acclimating extremely well. And we're developing our culture and the mindset of champions. And that's all we can ask for. And we have an ultra, ultra competitive spring schedule. As you stated, we have an inner squad this 17th at Goulds Park. So we reconnect to our community. The Goulds Rams have been there for years, and our kids come from all over the place. As far as South Miami Heights, as far as Florida City, right there in Modelo, and of course in Richmond, and all those neighboring parks. Cannonball right here, extremely KGB, but we're going to go right here in our neighboring park a few miles from the school at Goulds at 4 o'clock and do our inter-squad practice, a controlled scrimmage practice right there, and kind of celebrate our roots and our community right here in South Miami Heights, Florida. In the Goulds community.
The way you ended last season, obviously, in the loss to Miramar, and I happened to be at the game, I mean, this is a team that just wouldn't quit. They kept coming back, showed a lot of character. Probably the reason why you guys finished 3-1 down the stretch and lost only to Booker T. Washington in the last five games after beating a Homestead team that played for the state championship. How does that be used as a rallying point to these kids? Because it shows them they can beat the best they did with Homestead, and that they can compete with anybody.
Just great points, Larry. And I think it kind of echoes the sentiments here from our administration to our community and parents. It's just the undying work ethic of our community kind of resonated through our team last year. And you saw that in the results. And so I just extremely proud of how much they believed, like you said, in our staff. We have a great, great staff of great coaches, Coach Holly Valdez, Coach Wookie Perez, Coach Campbell, Coach Smith. I mean, you can go up and down Davis and Coach Trent Jones. You got all these guys that have been here, and I don't want to omit anybody, Coach Rodriguez, and there's several other guys that have kind of laid the foundation of work as men, and the kids just rallied and poured into these men, and they believed. And again, just the mentality of these men was just so impressive. In a short amount of time to come together in 60, 90 days and go on that particular run was incredible. And I think it talks to the mental capacity of these kids in our community and how important football is in this community, in our school, and the history of it. And it showed on the field.
One of the important things, and probably at every school, is the administration support. And you guys have probably second to none, with your athletic director, with your principal, with the assistant principals. Talk about that and how that's probably been as important as any factor since you've been there.
Absolutely. I can't talk about Mr. Moret and Mr. Vital enough. And it goes beyond them, you know, from our second guys and behind them. And it's the support and their vision and our vision have been locked together. So we sat and we discussed, you know, where I wanted the program and how I visioned it. And they discussed it, and it was just a great marriage, and it was this great synergy. And again, when people have been there and they've had success and they've had failures, and we both have been on both sides of the fence, and we want what's best for the kids and the community, it kind of manifests itself naturally. But it's great to have a principal who actually played it and coached it, you know, so that gives you a tremendous, tremendous advantage in a community that supports it. We had an alumni, Dolly Solinger came in last week to our awards banquet with a who's who name of various coaches and administrators from the past. So we have great connection and great soul. This feels like a small town movie when you walk through right. Southridge High School and practice. It's not like your typical Miami-Dade County public school, from the trophy cases to the fields to when you go to the corner store and the supermarkets and you have your Southridge stuff on. It's just a different feel. And it's still a very, very special place. And I think our kids have to feel that, and they do feel it. That's why it kind of shows in their play as well.
Yeah, and to play on that, Coach, you're bringing your inter-squad scrimmage into the community. How important and how essential is that, you know, to keep that pipeline going?
I mean, you have to. You just look up and down every NFL roster, every college roster is littered with Southridge alum, either coaching, playing, have been there. And so these guys have walked through those streets. They played, if not there, against those, and just kind of reconnecting. I think there's been such a disconnect, unfortunately, through our society and time and COVID. There's been so many factors that have caused disconnects from the schools and the community schools and alumni bases. It's all been fractured, not just across the counties, across the states. And so it's important for me to give these kids a great experience. And there's nothing like when you go out there and you share those memories. And now I remember when we played here, we played at Trav, we played at the Mosquito Bowl, and we got to get up on the road and go out of town to some magical places. So I think we want to share those experiences, we want to embrace it and celebrate it, and let the families and friends and people come out and see it as well, and see the hard work these guys have been doing, not only in their bodies, but as student athletes. So we get to highlight some of the student athletes and the cheerleaders and our sponsors get to come out and kind of show the community that we're all investing in these young men. And then they kind of see their ability kind of shine.
And obviously,
and on the 20th, we have NMB as well. Go ahead.
Yeah. A lot of hard work that has gone into it. And I know, especially in today's landscape of high school football, where loyalty sometimes isn't what it should be. You guys are doing great. Coach, I can't thank you enough for jumping aboard. I know we'll see you plenty during the year. We'll talk to you plenty during the year. Thanks a lot for stopping by, and we'll talk with you soon.
Thank you so much, Larry. Thank
you. Good stuff. Coach Pierre Sinatis, no matter where he's gone, I mean, just look at his track record. And he's come up under Ice Harris, who he learned a heck of a lot from Coach Ice Harris and some of the coaches at Booker T along the way. Kind of exciting. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts, you know, they treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com. When we come back, talk a little bit of Blanche Ely High School. Head coach Mike Bailey is on deck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.